This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason engineers the broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Thank you, Jason, for being side by side with us. Class, if you'd like to listen to us on the telephone listen line, there's one that seems to be working just fine by Global Star, 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418. That's Global Star Communications. I thank you, Todd Waite, for doing that. And Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in Australia, live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really good. We've got about a third of a second delay. I just wanted to let you know that's about where we are. Sometimes it's 1 to 2 seconds with you, but today it's 1/3 of a second. So things are looking pretty good. So what's new in Australia? It seems like there's some rioting going on, or at least protest, massive protest. Is that right?
In Melbourne there has been massive protests. Thus far from what I've heard, so far they haven't been particularly violent compared to what you've had in other parts of the world. But there's been around 40,000 people show up, which would be the equivalent in the United States of having 400,000 people, given our difference in population. So that 40,000 for us is a fairly significantly sized protest. Okay. But it's the same thing as other parts of the world. It's being painted as a race thing instead of a blue team versus the rest of us thing, which it really is. It's not a race thing here in Australia. The blue team's horrible to everybody here in Australia. And I think that it's really wrong and dishonest of how the news is portraying it and about how Black Lives Matter is couching it as being that no white people ever have problems with the police, when I certainly, personally know that is definitely not the case, that white people absolutely have problems with the police. Asian people, Aboriginal people, African people, everybody has trouble with the blue team. It's not just one group that they single out and pick on. It's everyone except for them and their buddies in the municipality and in the state and federal governments. Everybody's having trouble with the blue team. Does that make sense? Oh, and they're building a wall around Canberra, our capital city. They're actually in the process of building a wall around the whole of Canberra. And they actually started it before any of this erupted. They started it when the coronavirus thing was happening. And they said that was in case they ever needed to quarantine the capital city in case of coronavirus. And certain of us within the common law constitutionalist type community said, oh, yeah, right, whatever, because we all knew that there were people who were becoming extremely unhappy at the federal government and that they were looking to wall themselves in. So So I think that that's quite significant, that the progress on the wall building around Canberra hasn't really stopped, as far as I can see. Oh, and the other thing is, it's really, really interesting to note that the whole thing of social distancing around these Black Lives Matter protests seems to have completely gone out the window. So if you're a Black Lives Matter or an Antifa type and you're going out and you're protesting, or doing whatever you want to do, like, I don't know if in the last 24 hours or so if they've started smashing up shop fronts yet or not. But apparently if you're doing that, then you're not, you don't have to keep the social distancing. But if you're a regular Joe, well, I think that rule still applies. And I think the police are still handing out, $1,500 fines.
Yeah. And
now,
just
that's,
look
that's
at
just disgusting.
Just look at the, the politicians. And just look at their hair and look at how they're, immaculately coiffed. They've got haircuts and, they've been to the beauty parlor and et cetera, barbers. And the rest of us haven't. So why is it that they get away with that? Well, they shouldn't. Here's an interesting story. Now, the reason that probably the straw that broke the camel's back for me moving out of the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia in the United States was my dad was driving his pickup truck, a full-size Chevy pickup truck, just a plain old work truck, and a guy fell asleep at the wheel and crashed head-on into him. Just no place for my dad to go. It's a two-lane road. And my dad climbed up this bank with his truck, and a guy crashed into him. And there's no place for my dad to get out of the way. And it was a guy that fell asleep at the wheel. Well, so we used to visit my dad every day, without fail. And it was roughly a one-hour trip to Charlottesville, Virginia, University of Virginia Medical Center. And my dad was in surgical trauma intensive care for months. And so this trip was a long trip on the way in, and we'd stay all day, and in the evenings we'd return home. That'd be my mother, my wife, and I. And one day there was some, on this two-lane road in through a wooded area, woods, canopy of leaves and branches over this two-lane road in rural Virginia. There were lights, and blue lights, and white lights, and red lights. It looked like there was a massive accident ahead. And so I kept my distance, and there were cars ahead of us, and there were cars behind us, so I kept my distance, a couple hundred feet. And when it was my turn, the state police motioned for me to pull ahead. When it was my turn, I pulled ahead, and he said, "License and registration, proof of insurance." He barked it at me. And I said, "Why?" And he was going to pull me out of the window of my vehicle. He was so angry with me because I asked him why. And that's when I realized, this was two decades ago, that's when I realized how bad things have gotten in the United States. And there were cars on the side of the road. There were trucks on the side of the road. There were pickup trucks on the side of the road. I thought it was a massive accident. Tow trucks. What it really was a gauntlet. And what you were going to do is you were going to provide proof of license, registration, and insurance. And if you didn't, you would step out of the vehicle and they would tow it away. They would tow your vehicle away because you didn't have the proper credentials to operate your vehicle on the road. And that's what all those cars on the side of the road were, and all those trucks, and the tow trucks. I mean, this thing was an assembly line to yank people out of their vehicles and kidnap their equipment, their vehicles, and charge them, with operating without a license or whatever it was, insurance card. And that's when I realized how bad things were in Virginia. Well, here's a story today. This happened yesterday. It was an Associated Press story. Richmond, Virginia. A Virginia state trooper has resigned after he claimed, now, a state trooper in Virginia claimed, he claimed, the trooper claimed, that in a text message that he coughed on a driver he ticketed in hopes of spreading the coronavirus. A state trooper coughed on a guy that he pulled over.
Oh, my gosh.
Gave him a ticket, coughed on him, and hoped that he got the coronavirus. That's why people despise the blue team. Things like that. So he resigned, and he's proud. He's proud that he did this. It's an outrage, right?
What planet do these people come from?
I don't
know.
Right.
If we did that to them, we'd be cuffed and we'd be spending quite a long time in the pokey,
mm-hmm.
as they call it over here. Yeah, they say as a guest of Her Majesty, is what they say, you know, or a guest of the Crown, or going on a holiday.
So, you know? in this text message, Jacob Gooch, G-O-O-C-H, told Mark and another brother, I guess he has two brothers, that he gave a Mennonite man a ticket and coughed on him so he would spread the coronavirus to a wedding that they were going to. So what this guy wanted to do was spread the coronavirus on a man he gave a ticket to, and the man was going to a wedding, and ultimately spread it to everybody in the wedding. That was the plan. This is just beyond sick. Now, what do you do with
that?
And
he thought that was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So would you call this, I don't know, attempted murder? You know, when I see a police car, or when I see a policeman, I do not want to walk up or run up and with a big smile and say, hey, how's it going? Shake their hand. Say, thank you so much for your service. I want to run the other way. And I have to tell you that I understand why black men and black women run from the police. I understand it. Because I do. And I'm not black. I think that they have been beating us up so long that the natural reaction when you see a police car is to slam on the brakes if you're behind the wheel. Whether you're speeding or not, it's irrelevant. Because you know that the fines are so outrageous that if you get stopped doing anything, it's going to be expensive. And the governments are in cahoots with the insurance companies. So if you get a speeding ticket, your insurance is likely to go up 10% for 3 years. 10% each year for 3 years. So that little speeding ticket of $300 is now a big, big expensive problem. And if you're out of state, like let's say you're driving a family member's vehicle and you borrow it and it's from out of state and you're operating it in your state, you're a likely candidate to get a ticket because the police know that you're not likely to come back to court to contest the ticket. So you just pay it. Can you imagine a system that rewards the police for giving tickets? Can you imagine a system like that? That's what we have. Actually, it's a contest.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So what is happening, class, is that people are proving with their videos that the police narratives, what the police are saying, is not true. It's actually lies by the police. Here's an example. Associated Press has an article that says Minneapolis police initially told the public that George Floyd died after a medical incident during a police interaction. He died after a medical incident during a police interaction. What the heck is a police interaction? Well, the Buffalo, that's not true. George Floyd was murdered by four cops. Murdered. And they said he died after a medical incident. Not true, okay? The police lied. Okay, next. The Buffalo, New York Police Department, I've been to Buffalo many times. The Buffalo, New York Police Department said that a protester tripped and fell. Now, this was that 75-year-old man, white-haired man. The two cops shoved him backwards, and he cracked open his head, and he's in a critical but stable condition. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, I believe, released a statement that, or a tweet that this man might have been an instigator. Well, what really happened was the police shoved him. The video is absolutely crystal clear. The police were wrong and should be charged. If this man dies, with second-degree murder. That's what they should be charged with and convicted of it. So the police released this statement, said that this protester tripped and fell. No, no, no. He was shoved by two cops. Next. The Philadelphia Police Department alleged that a college student suffered a serious head wound and had assaulted an officer. Well, that's not true either. So what's happening is the police are blaming us for beating us up. Now, nobody in their right mind would believe anything that the police say. Nothing. And what do the police do? They have internal affairs. And who would believe in today's world that an investigation by the police, investigating the police, would have any outcome other than to be in favor of the police? We all know about the blue glue. So, in Buffalo, New York, two police officers have been suspended for beating up this guy, a 75-year-old man. And there was a swarm of these cops in riot gear. A swarm of them. I'm talking, they had helmets, face masks, batons, clubs, you know, everything else you can think of. Body armor. These guys were ready for war. And there was about 50 of them approaching this one guy. 50 of them. So this man was quite brave. This white-haired 75-year-old coming against these young cops looking for a war. The cops were. And so, as a result, what should happen? Well, the entire government of the city of Buffalo, New York, should be disbanded. Because this action comes from the mayor. The mayor says, okay, here's the level of aggression we are going to use against the police. By the way, what's in the background of this video of these cops pushing this man around? An armored vehicle. Why do they have armored vehicles? Why do the police have weapons of war? So what happened? Well, 57 of these guys walked out, and they walked out of their jobs, meaning the special force, this black uniform, helmeted riot squad force, 57 of them quit. That's great. But they are just a subset of the regular police for Buffalo, New York. And then what happened? Well, when there was a court appearance, 100 of them showed up in court in support of the two cops that beat up this single 75-year-old white-haired man. The cops supported their buddies in beating up a single white-haired 75-year-old man. That's what's wrong. There's no such thing as a good cop. That is the proof there's no such thing as a good cop. Because if there were, the cops would be furious and they'd beat up their own bad cops. But no, they don't. They support bad cops. So if cops support bad cops, there's no such thing as a good cop.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator South Carolina's Tim Scott is reportedly working up a proposal that would address racial discrimination and police brutality across America. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirming that Scott is working on such a proposal. Meanwhile, the White House is reportedly drawing up its own proposal following the nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd in police custody. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says this doesn't mean that they'll be defunding police departments, as some have been calling for.
Defunding the police, to me, is not the answer, but reforming the police practices certainly makes sense.
New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo expected to sign police reform bills, including one that releases police disciplinary records. That bill had been debated for 5 years until it was passed yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
An interesting new revelation comes to light in the case of George Floyd and the cop who's accused of killing him. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The former police officer that was charged with murdering George Floyd remains in custody, and a co-worker at the nightclub where Derek Chauvin and Floyd both worked says the two did not get along. Maya Santamaria, owner of the club which has since burnt down, described how Chauvin treated black patrons. She spoke on CBS.
Do you think Derek had a problem with black people?
I think he was afraid and intimidated.
By black folks?
Yeah.
Is it possible that Chauvin knew exactly who George Floyd was and that this was personal in some ways?
I would think it was personal.
Most Republican U.S. senators making it clear they're not in favor of defunding police departments. A resolution introduced yesterday calls for justice for George Floyd, but argues against defunding law enforcement. AMC theaters might be reopening soon after all, the company announcing that they do hope to be fully open worldwide by next month. The theater chain has been shuttered because of COVID-19, resulting in an over $2 billion loss in the year's first quarter. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take
my.
When you go to
the
TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, I maintain that these protests are not only about blacks and the oppression that they have been subject to, and it's been plenty of it that they've been subject to. I believe it is about people, all kinds of people, every color, being abused by the system. The system meaning the educational system, the government, if you will, at the town, city, state, and federal level. I believe it's about taxation. I believe it's about corporate greed. I believe it's about the haves versus the don't-haves. I believe it's about the lying, the misrepresentation. I believe it's about people being targeted and arrested and picked on. I believe it's because of the double standard, the cops get away with murder, the politicians get away with murder and pillaging and raping and et cetera, and the pedophiles and all of this stuff, the protected classes versus us, and we're sick of it. And that's what the protests are about, and some people have just lost it. They've got nothing left to lose, and they lose it. So, yeah, it's partially about racism, but not entirely. In the United States, white people, before we were a country, white people had ships. They brought slaves in chains from Africa and sold them as labor and kept them confined and beat them. And it was wrong. It was absolutely wrong. There's no excuse for that. And people did it for profit, profiting off the misery that they inflicted on others. And people still remember that. And then, so all across the country, people, all across the world, this has been happening. It's not just in the United States. It's not just with black people. It's with everybody. But the straw that broke the camel's back was George Floyd's murder. And the police lied about it. And Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis, Minnesota, is the man that I hold chiefly responsible for the straw that broke the camel's back that set the world on fire. Any comments about that? Because why? Because his police policy, his oppressive, hard-handed tactics are what caused the beating of people in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And when one person died, George Floyd, that was the spark, or that was the straw that broke the camel's back that caused the world to burn down, the rioting and protest and so forth. But had the mayor arrested his corrupt cops who, on camera, murdered George Floyd immediately, had he done that, which would have happened to any one of us, there'd be no waiting. There'd be, you know what happened? The police department allowed enough time for all those guys to get out of their houses so they wouldn't be lynched. That's what this is about. And that's why people are so mad about this. Gwyneth, any comments?
I think that anyone who says or claims or thinks that these protests are organized by Black Lives, well, I think that they probably are organized by Black Lives Matter, or they at least have been claimed by Black Lives Matter. But if anyone thinks that every single protester that shows up to these protests is a member of Black Lives Matter and is an activist with Black Lives Matter, that this is just a Black Lives Matter issue and it's claimed and owned by Black Lives Matter. Well, that's not true, because people are coming out to protest the death of George Floyd. They are not necessarily showing their agreement with Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is, at its core, a Weatherman Underground movement. It is a communist front which is funded openly by George Soros. And it is the public face of Antifa. And I'm certainly not in cahoots with Antifa, Black Lives Matter, or any other communist organization. But, you know, these protests are something that are happening because police corruption is a problem. And Antifa and Black Lives Matter are trying to say, well, if you're against police corruption, that means that you're on our side. And it's a Machiavellian mind game. And I'll tell you what, that is why they're saying, well, we need to defund the police departments. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are saying that. And I actually agree with them that we need to do that, but the reason why they want for the police departments to be defunded is because they want to go looting and pillaging and they don't want any consequences for it. And I can tell if any Black Lives Matter or Antifa people came to farms in this area, and thought that they could loot and pillage them openly, not necessarily just my farm, just any farm in this area, they would find that they had a little bit of a problem. Because I don't think that those farmers would be so willing just to roll over and let their farms be looted. And I would say that probably the same would go for business owners as well. Maybe they might get away with looting and pillaging the first one or two of them, but after that, people would wake up and they would be met with pretty solid force. Because the people who live around here have been here for a very, very long time. Well over 100 years in many cases that their families have been here. And many of them, even people who live in town, they have family members who have large ranches. We, in this country, we call them stations, okay, but they're ranches of thousands of acres. And, you know, that they are not willing to just let their town be sacked by these people. That's why Antifa wants rid of the police departments and is using this as a tool. And it's really a mind game, Machiavellian piece of work. Because if you look at it closely enough, you'll see that Antifa and the police are actually on the same side. Because they are, you know, the Antifa are presenting the problem and they are expecting for there to be a reaction from the public of, by the problem, I mean the violence, okay? And they are expecting the public to say, oh, somebody must protect us from these evil people. We need the police. And the police are willing to step up and, you know, go and arrest a few of them, slap them on the wrist and then release them that afternoon with a trial that 6 months down the track where no one will have ever even remembered what the whole thing was for, which will get thrown out quietly in 6 months' time. But you know something? We don't need the police and we don't need Antifa. We don't need any of them because we can all look after ourselves. If there's anyone who comes to loot any place, any shop, any farm, any house, the people in that house need to defend that house, that business, or that farm by force of arms. They are entitled to, under common law, under natural law, the law that is written on the heart of every single human being on the face of God's earth, that you have the right to defend your life, your property, and your business by force of arms. You don't need somebody in a costume to come along and defend that property for you. If you've got a house or a farm or a business and you've got a rampant, violent gang threatening it, you'd better make an acquaintance with some form of protection device, okay? Whether that's Lucille, whether that's some form of projectile firing device or whatever. You need to make sure that you have your systems of protection on hand and that you are well-versed in how to use them, okay? And even just by going out there and just, you know, not necessarily wielding but brandishing your chosen form of defense, it is often enough for you to stand at your gate or the doorway of your business, just brandishing, not wielding. There's a difference. Brandishing is you hold Lucille over your shoulder. Wielding is Lucille's ready to strike, for example, okay? That's often been enough for the so-called protesters who are not protesters at that point, they are rioters, to decide that your business is too much trouble. And I would encourage people to defend their property and their life and their businesses and their homes. And if they have a separate home and a separate business and they can't defend both, then I would say probably their home would be more important. Because if you defend your business and you've got a wife and kids, wife and children, and your wife and children have to be at home, you might come home to a tragedy. And how would you ever live that down? You couldn't. You would have to defend your home rather than your business if you don't have both locations at the same place. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, Gwyneth, here's an interesting story, Daily Mail. David will be right with you in just a minute. I just wanted to comment on what Gwyneth said. So, headlines, shocking moment, black store owner who called 911 to report that he was holding a shoplifter at gunpoint, is punched and had his jaw broken by a cop who mistook him for the suspect. So this guy in Decatur, Alabama, calls 911 to say, look, we've got a shoplifter here. I'm holding him at gunpoint. And come on over and arrest him. So the police come in. I saw the video. The police come in, and they break the jaw and knock out teeth of the store owner because they didn't figure out who was who. They didn't take the time. They just decided to beat up the guy who was the store owner. This happens all the time. And then what do the police do? They always do the same thing. Well, you know, we only had a fraction of a second, a hundredth of a second to make a decision, so we shot the victim. You can't blame us for shooting the victim. Heck, you know, we didn't have time. They always say the same thing. I'd love to hear what David has to say. David in Illinois is going to be with us right after this break. David is a USA Prepares instructor, and he spent a lot of time with the police. His father, according to David, was a corrupt cop in Illinois and at the federal level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, very quickly, the victim of this shoplifting incident, when the police came, the victim, the man who was holding the shoplifter for the police to come and arrest him, the store owner was handcuffed and arrested on a charge of obstructing a robbery investigation. That's what the police do. They get the wrong guy. David in Illinois, welcome. How you doing?
How you doing?
David, did I get it accurately when I said that your dad was a corrupt cop in Illinois and at the federal level?
Yep, several upper federal levels, so just not one, transferred many places. So yes.
Was your blood boiling when I was talking about the store owner who was beat up by the police while he called the police waiting for the police to arrest the criminal? I mean, does that make your blood boil?
Yes, his teeth were knocked out. That's common.
His teeth were knocked out, and his jaw was wired shut.
Yeah.
Because they broke his jaw.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The training has gotten so bad ever since the IDF came over here to start training our people. They trained the federal guys first. And they have a whole different way of enforcement in Israel than IDF is Israeli Defense Forces, for those who didn't know. They have a whole different way of, enforcing their ways of, you know, laws and the way they do things over there. It's different than all. You just don't do things like that. But since they did that, everybody's a target over here. I mean, but what they train these guys to do was so much of a concern with some of the older guys that he hung out with. They, like my dad, he was issued a Beretta and an M14 and a shotgun. He when he was off, he was scared to death to carry his own weapon because he knew he would not have time to get his own badge out to identify himself before he's probably going to be shot with, 15 rounds. Because the people don't understand, they're trained to carry them weapons hot, ready to go. That means no safety if there's one on there, round in the chamber, ready to fire. Once it's pulled, they empty it until that individual does not move anymore. Now, what do you think is going to happen if you keep getting hit with bullets? And then if any others show up, they're going to jump into the feeding frenzy.
How about, David, how about these? I was at a gun show 20 years ago, well, maybe 30 years ago. And it was in Richmond, Virginia. And there was a couple cops in the back of the gun show. They rented a table. Now, typically, the back is where the newcomers go, and that's any gun show. Okay, this the old standbys like to be in the front, toward the front. So when you first walk in, your money gets spent, on the first few tables. So back tables are for the newcomers. Well, there was a table there with two police guys, and they were not in uniform, and they were selling ammunition. They were selling boxes, and they had a whole table full, thousands of dollars worth of ammunition that they were selling at low prices. And this ammunition, I looked at these boxes, and this ammunition said things like, Ranger, for law enforcement use only. These guys were selling police ammunition, 9mm, 45, 40 caliber. They had shotgun rounds. They had it all. Anything you wanted, they had in the kind of ammunition the police use. The kind of ammunition, like Teflon-coated ammunition that will pierce a bullet-resistant vest. The kind of stuff they say, oh, these are cop-killer bullets. That's what they were selling. Now, why do the cops have cop-killer bullets? Where did they get these from, and why were they selling them? To me, it's kind of obvious. Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah. Yes. I thought about this, and I forgot about something when we brought this up before about ammo. And I totally forgot about this other where they get a lot of that ammo as well. The companies try to market to the federal government and law enforcement officials certain ammo to do certain things. When they go to start doing field testing, they hand it out to those officers. Now, think about what field testing means. You got to go out there and use this ammo out in the public to see if it performs as well as they expect it. That's what that is. And then if they get a lot of it's canceled, and when it's canceled, they take it home. And therefore, you see it in the gun show. Or you see it in your buddy's habit. That says, hey, I got some of this ammo. You want some?
So I believe what you're saying is they take ammunition from the police department and sell it for their own profit. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Not just that. All kinds of things. Drugs, a lot of stuff.
All right. David, you want to stay with us through the break?
That's fine if it's okay with Gwyneth.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Well, David brings a wealth of information about the corruption and the root causes of the rioting and protests throughout the world. And it's not just in the United States. It's in Australia, too. And Spain. And France. And England.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.